Masechtas Mikvoyes, Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah will further discuss the halachas as to when water, which is not kosher mikvah water, connects itself to a mikveh. When is there a requirement of opening of Keshef Beferes Hanoid, which we said is at least 3 inches? And when don't you need a shear of Shefeferes Hanoid? So the Mishnah discusses a case where we have a pail which was tamei. And in the pail, you have other kelim that are also tameim. And in one shot, in one ma'isa tefila, person wants to toivah both the dli, the pail, and the kelim contained inside the dli. Says the Mishnah, dli, which was tamei, a pail, which was tamei, shumalei kelim, which is full of other vessels, which are also tamei, vehitfilon, and a person immersed them in the mikveh together, harei, elu, tohir, they all are tohir. And the tefillah was effective because we employ a rule called nigu, that since the tefillah helps for the outer keli, it helps for the keli, the kelim that are contained inside, although the opening of the dli is not kishif aferes hanoit, ve'imloi tovah. But if the dli itself is not tami, and therefore there was no reason to toivel it, but he just used it as a way to toivel the other kelim, so then, ein hamayim u'rovim, the water in the pail does not consider itself connected to the mikveh until the opening of the pail is at least the width of Shefeferes Hanoid, and at that point we'll say the water in the pail was connected to the mikveh, and therefore the kalim inside the dli are also going to be considered toval. In Mesechtes Mikvoyes, Perek Vav, Mishneh Gimel. In this Mishnah, we discuss Iriv Mikvois. When do we consider two bodies of water which are next to each other? When are they considered Mu'uriv? They're considered as one unit. And therefore, if each one has 20 saw, we'll now consider as a mikveh shalim, in reference to also being makshir, a mikveh that is next to it, which is not megisham. So the Mishnah says, Shaloisha Mikvois. If I have three bodies of water collected in three separate pits, which are standing next to each other, b'zeh esrim so u'v'zeh esrim so. The first two, the one to the most right and the one right next to it, both contain 20 so of megashamim, but they don't contain a full shear of mikveh. U'v'zeh, and the one that's on the left, the third mikveh, esrim so mayim she'uvim, contains 20 soim of mayim she'uvim. V'hashoev min hatzad. As we described, the mikveh which contains the sho'ev water, which is not kosher mikveh water, is on the side of the other two. V'yordu shloisha, and three people went v'tavlu ben, and they immersed themselves in these mikvoyes. And now, in this avru, all the waters in these three mikvoyes raised up because of the people that went in, and therefore they touched each other. So now you have three mikvoyes that are connected. So the halacha is hamikvoyes tohirin, the mikvoyes are tohir because they underwent hashaka, so therefore they're connected. And hatoivlim tohirim, those who are toivled are also tohir. And even the third mikvah, which only contained she'uvim, is now considered mushak. It's kissing, or it's connected to the other mikvoyes, and now it's considered one unit, the first two, and therefore it is mushak, the 40 saw of mayim. And therefore the third mikveh becomes kasha. It says the Mishnah, continues the Mishnah, Hoy Hashoev Bem. So what happens if you had one mikveh to the right, which was Mayim Geshamim, which are kosher waters, and another mikveh to the left, which is also Megisham, and a mikveh in the middle, which is Shoev, which is water which was contained in vessels before, prior coming to this mikveh, and therefore it's invalid water for mikveh use. The Yordu Shloisha V'Tavlubet. And three people went down and toivel, and the sarvos, and they all mixed. So hamikvoyes, kamoy shahoy, one of the people leave, and they recede. So then the outer two are still considered megishamim of 20 soim, and if another 20 so would be here to them, they would both be kosher. But v'hatoivlin kamoy shahoy, the toivlim, those who immersed, will not become tar, because we cannot be ma'ar of the mikvoyes with the medium of the mikveh, which is shav in the middle. So mefarshim yisk, if the mikveh in the middle did not become kosher, so what happens is some of its water has now entered the other two mikvehs on the side. Or at least we can't guarantee that that didn't happen. And therefore, how can we say that the mikvoyos are commercial hoyu? They should become puzzle because now they contain mayim she'uvim and maybe even gimel ugim of mayim she'uvim, which passes a mikveh if it comes there before you fill the mikveh with 40 soim of megashamim. And the mefarshim answer that over here it came through by hamshacha. It didn't go straight into the mikveh. The mayim in the middle, which was she'uvim, only entered the two outer mikvahs through going on karka haroi levloya on earth, which is absorbable, the three tfachim before they got into the other mikvah, and therefore such mayim she'uvim does not pass al mikvah begimel lugim.